Talmud shenidu lechvoidoi. If a Talmud puts somebody into nidui because the person didn't give respect back to this Talmud, that's why he put the person into nidui. Put him into shamtui. Trashi Talmud chochem shenidu lechvoidoi. That's not that the guy did an avera, but just he didn't give enough respect back to this Talmud. Is his nidui is that? That's the reason to put somebody into nidui, and the nidui is chal. The Tanya we learned menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmud. If somebody's put into nidui because he didn't act nice to the Rav, he's automatically pushed away from the Talmidim also. Mashenkein menuda l'talmud, if somebody only did not act nice to the Talmud, and for that they put him into nidui, or the ena menuda l'rav, he doesn't have to go away from the Rav. To somebody greater than the Talmud, he's not in nidui. Lava Zemar says, the Rav who the ena menuda, he's only not in nidui negate to the Rav. Halakuliyam menuda. But to everybody else, he's sitting in nidui. He has to stay away from everybody else. Now, lamai, for what purpose did they put him into nidui? Ibe milu d'shmaya, because he did something wrong. He did an avera milu d'shmaya. So then, as the card the pasuk says, ein chochma v'ein tfuna v'ein tzal neged Hashem. Whenever you do anything k'neged Hashem, you can't do anything. So therefore, he should have been in nidui to everybody. Why do we say if he's only been nidui to the Talmud? It's only to the Talmud and not to the Rav. So the Rav is allowed to be close with him. Why? If the person did something wrong, middle of the Shmaya, Savadi, you can't do anything to him. Nobody can be close to him. Even the Rav shouldn't be able to be next to him. And the Lav Avad we're talking about here, Lechavad Atzmoy, that the person did not give enough cover to the Talmud, and therefore the Talmud put him into Nidui. So you see, a Talmud could put somebody into Nidui because they're not acting nice to him. But that Nidui does not apply to the Rebbe. The person can still go close to the Rebbe. Omer Rav Yosef, Tzumah Merabbanan, the young Talmud Chacham, Ovad Dina L'Nafshe B'Mila D'Psikalei. On some things he's sure that that's the halacha. That Rashi Shavadi Huloi B'Lei Sofik. He's sure that's the halacha. He could pass him like that. Is Ovad Inish Ovad Dina L'Nafshe? He could take the law in his own hands. He could pass him if he's sure that's the halacha. Hahu Tzumah Merabbanan. There was a Talmud Chacham. There was a young Talmud Chacham, Tevisani Shumani. That means he had a very bad name. People said bad things about him. Trashi Shiyotzen Ola Shmuyas Royce. Shtama means he had to do with Znus, with Noshim. It went out bad things. People said bad things about him. His Amri Rabbi Yehuda Hechi Levitz. Rabbi Yehuda said, what should we do about this Talmud Chacham? Lishamte, should we put this Talmud into Shamte, into Nidui? Everybody has to stay away from him. Tzvichalei Rabbonin. Rabbonin need him though. He's a sharp Talmud. He's a sharp Talmud. We need him. Rashi, the Asrei, the Hevei, Ravun. He said, his city, he was the Rebbe there. People asked him Shilas, so we need him. Learn the Shamtui. The other Svar is no, don't put it into Shamtui. He's making a Chil Hashem. He's doing things not right. Like, how could you have a Rav that's doing things not right? It's not right. You can't learn Torah from him. So what should we do? Omalei answered back, Omalei Rav Avachono, Midi Shmi L'Chobo, did you ever hear anything? What should we do in such a case? Omalei answered back like this, Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Ma Yichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Kisiv say, Koyin Yishmu Das, V'Toyru Yavakshu Mipiyu. What does this mean? It ends off, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavokos. Again, like your Rebbe has to be like a Malach Hashem Tzavokosu. What does that mean to say? Medoyme harav lemalach Hashem. If the Rav, if your Rebbe is like a Malach of Hashem, then yevakshu Torah mipiv. Then you're allowed to learn from him. In other words, you could only learn Torah from a chosh of a Rebbe. He has to be like a Malach Hashem. V'yevlav, if there's talmud chochim learning from, even though he knows how to learn, but he's not like a Malach Hashem, he does bad things. Is al yevakshu Torah mipiv. You're not allowed to learn from him. So therefore, if you have this talmud chochim here, he's the Rebbe. But we hear bad reports about him. He's doing bad averus, so you're not allowed to keep him as a Rebbe. He can't be Malamed. So therefore, Shamtu, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda put him into Shamtu. He gave a curse upon him. Everybody has to stay away from him. So the other side, Mepharshim, is that not Mamash Rebbe is a Malach Hashem, like we know a Rebbe is not a Malach Hashem. But it means to say, in the eyes of the Talmidim, a Talmud has to feel about his Rebbe that his Rebbe is a Malach Hashem. If the Talmud feels that the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, then the Talmud will get something from his Rebbe. But if the Talmud also thinks nothing of his Rebbe, he's not going to get too much from the Rebbe. He shouldn't learn from such a Rebbe. Weiter. So the Meister was Shamtu Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda put him into Shamtu. L'soif ichlej Rebbe Yehuda. At the end, Rebbe Yehuda got sick. He himself felt a little bit weak. is also Rabbon Leshule Bay. So Rabbonin came at him Rabaka Chela to see what's wrong with Yehuda. And this person, this Talmud that they put into Shamtid, Rabbi Yehuda put into Shamtid, also came to visit him. Is Kadchazio Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw that person, Chayach, he left at him. So Omalei, so the Talmud said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo mistayach to Shamtid, isn't it enough that you put me into Shamtid, you gave me a nidui, you exiled me, Lo Gavro, Elachuchi Nami Chayach be, you're also laughing at me, like how come, what are you laughing about, what are you laughing at me for? Is Omalai, so you answered back, La bedidoch mechaych ono. I'm not laughing at you, it's not because of you that I'm laughing. Elodechi azlino lihu alma. Like your Rabbi Yudah saw, he's about to be nifta to go to Elam Abo. Is badicha datoy, I feel very good about it. The afilu legavra kavosech lechanifuli. In other words, I feel good now, I know I'm going soon to Hashem, I feel good that I didn't have chanifas to you. In other words, you're a Talmud Chacham, and still I stuck up for the rights. Like I was told, you know, you have a bad shmu, you're doing bad things, you deserve to put you be into Shamtui, I put you into Shamtui. So I'm not really laughing at you, I'm just happy, proud about myself, that I wasn't like afraid to put you into Shamtui. I wasn't machni if I didn't like chanf with you. What is it? The Chonafla didn't flatter you, right? But then Noch Nashad Rabbi Yehuda, and Echnam Rabbi Yehuda was Mace, is also the Beis Medrash. So now this Talmud Chacham went to the Beis Medrash. Oh, Maluhu, surely, he asked the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, be matam my Nidui. Rabbi Yehuda put me into Nidui, and he died. So I'm asking somebody here, please take me out of the Nidui. Is Omer, his vice says, it's a curse that the Rabbonim put upon you, and you need the Rabbonim to take it off you. Is Omer Le Rabbonim. Gavro the Choshek Rabbi Yehuda, Lekohocho, there's nobody as great as Rabbi Yehuda here, the Lishra Lechot, to be mat, to take off the Midui. Elo Zilla Gavro to Rabbi Yehuda Nesir, you have to go to the Nasi, go to Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi. The Lishra Lechot, maybe he'll be matted to you. It is also the comments of the Talmud went in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesir. Omel and Rabbami told Rabbami, Puk Ayin Bedine. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesir told Rabbami, go out and see what we could do here. Is Imi Boy Lemishrelei, Sharelei. Like, he told Rabbami, look into the din. If the person deserves to have a heter, then you have a right to take off the nidui. Is Ayin Rabbami, the Medina Rabbami, Rabbami was mining into his din to see if he still deserves to be into nidui or not. Sova the Mishrelei. He held to be matter, so he held to be matter. The guy has a right to have his nidui taken off. Is Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni al Raglov. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni got up and said, the Omer, Oma Shivcha Shabbos Rebbe, Madach the Shivcha, the maid by Bas Rebbe. When she put somebody into Nidui, the Rabbanim word didn't take it so light. They left that Nidu stay, Sholoshonim, 3 years upon the person, is Yehuda Chavreinu. Like, who put this Talmud Chacham into Nidui was Rabbi Yehuda. In Alachas Kamma Vakamma, we can't take off the Nidu so fast. Like, don't think this Talmud Chacham deserves to have the Nidu taken off. Since Rabbi Yehuda put it upon the person, leave it, let it stay for a long time. Is Omer Rab Zera, my de Kamon, also id, my, Omer Rab Zera, my de Kamon, the Yos Idno, Hai Sababe Medrosha, Tevikami Shonod La Yosa. Like he said, this Talmud, it was a long time, he didn't come yet. Shemamino Le Mi Boy Le Mishrule, Mashma, we really should not be mad to him. So Drashi, my de Kamon Kleimer, Heichi Misrami, the Alhai Sabar and Shmuel Ben Achmeni Idno Le Beis Medrosh. Like, how come all of a sudden today, the Shmuel ben Achmeni came to the Beis Medrash? There's for a long time he didn't come. Punkt today, when I was about to be mounted as Talmud, take off the Nidui, Reb Shimon ben Achmeni came to the Yeshiva. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni came to the Yeshiva today. His Shemamina le Miboyle le Mishrelei. Mashma, since he came today, it's like Minash Shemayim, that Rashi, the Lahochi Yisrami, the Yossi Idnil, the Medrasha, the Lav Mazlehu, the Lishrelei. Mashman, the reason why Punkt today Shmuel ben Achmeni came to the yeshiva was to tell me that really I should not take the nidui off this person. And Lo Sharalei Enachnami, he was not matter this Talmud, he didn't take off the nidui. Nofik, the Talmud went out. Ki kabochi v'yosli, was like crying. Is also ziburai a snake came v'etarkei amse and bit him by his aver. V'shochev, and he died there. Is Ailu Lamarto, when they wanted to bury him, they brought him into the kever, the Chassidi. The basic forest of Chassidim were buried there. For Lake Yiblu, they weren't Mekabalim there. He wasn't the Chassid. Ilo Lamata the Dine, they brought him into the basic forest of the Dayonim, the Kiblu, and they were Makablam over there. Rashi says Lo Kidlunu means Tahodra Achna Lamata of Le Piskula Piho. A snake went around the basic forest and then let them in. Dine Rashi says Rashi Bezdin. The Chasidim Adifu Minayu. Koponim Chasidim was greater. This Talmud didn't deserve to be buried by the Chasidim, just by the Rashi Bezdin. So tomorrow now, my timer, why not? The Yavid Krebi Loi, because he did like Rebbe Loi. So Rashi, my timer Kiblu. Like, how come the Makabel even by the Rashi Bezdin? If this Talmud here was put into Nidui, that means he was doing bad things, so how come even they were Makabel of the Rashi Bezdin? So Marcel like this, it's like Rebbe Loi. The Tanya will learn Rebbe Loi Yoyme. Im Roya Odom Shiitzrim is Gabrielov. If somebody sees he has a big Yetzara, and he wants to have Taiva, to do Zlus, or to do something wrong, is Yelech Lamakim Shema Kirinoisoi. What you should do is go to some faraway place that people won't recognize you there. So you won't be Machal, make a Chil Hashem. The Yalbush Shurim, and put on black clothing. Some say, Mr. Selegish, remind yourself of death. Maybe you won't do it. The Yisatif Shurim, and put black upon you. The Yasim Ashli Bechofetz, and do there when nobody knows who you are, do the Aveir over there. The Yal Yechal Hashem Shema Befahesia. But not to be Machal Hashem Befahesia. So Rashi says, the other Rebbe Loi, Bahani Shmuas Royce, that that they said bad things about the Talmud Chacham, the pshat was, it wasn't the worst thing. That he saw he had a big yetzer, he couldn't control himself. For what he did was, he took and went away to a faraway place, and there he did the Avera. So it wasn't the biggest Chil Hashem. Trashi Mashlub Chofetz, Avera, do the Avera someplace else. Voyovei Makirin Oysashom, since there people don't recognize, they don't know who you are, Lekha Chil Hashem, it's not so bad. For Yomulon Rebbe Mishum Rav Haigoin, for Yasim Mashiba Chofetz means Rotzloima. Tevadai, the other pshat is not like that. Not that you have a head to do the Aveir over there, but rather like this. The Kivon Shalova Shchorim, since for sure you can go to a new place and put on black there, and the Yorub Adovash and the Chofetz Mikan Velch Aveiro. Like that will teach you not to do the Aveir. That's the pshat. If you go to a faraway place, you get lost there, like, and you put on black clothing to remind you of Avelus. So maybe that would stop you from doing the Avera. So this shot could be the Talmud Taka did not do the Avera. He didn't have znus with the Noshim. Because he had a big Yetzara, so he went away and put on the black clothing, but the Maisa could be Taka didn't do it. That's why they buried him Taka in the basic verse of the Rosh and Bezdin, there they were Mekabalim. Now the Gemara says, Shivcha Sherebi Shabes Rebbe Mahi. What was the story that the maid of Rebbe put someone into Nidui? The Yamta de Rebbe, Rebbe's maid, Chazisa Lugavra, she saw a man, Tevi Mochel Lebnei Godli, was beating up his oldest, an older boy, his older son. Omro Lehevi, so the maid of Rebbe said, Lehevi Yugavi Bishamtui, she put this person into Shamtui. Why? Tekova Mishum Lefneiver, Sita Mechshol. Their father is over the Lefneiver. When you go to hit an older son, you have to be careful, the son will punch you back. And if the son punches you back, you're making the son over the Avera of hitting his father. That's called Lefneiver. You're making it easy for your son to do an Aver, you're not supposed to hit your older son. A young son, Chinuch, you can hit him. But an older son, it's not going to hit him anymore. The time you will learn, the Pasuk says, Lefneiver, Sita Michel. If one of a blind person don't put a stumbling block, is Bemaka Lebnei Godlakosim Darb. It's talking about hitting an older son. Because you're putting him now in danger that the son will come to hit you back. Resh Lakish Shevi Manta Padis. Resh Lakish was once watching and watch it. That was his job today. Also, Gavro Kochotena. A person came in and was stealing the dates there. The figs, stealing the figs. Is Roma Bey Koilos or Rabbi Resh Lakish said, get out of here. He yelled at him. Well, Yaskach Bey. The person didn't listen. He still kept on eating the figs. Is Omala Hevi Yugavi Bishamta. He told this person, if so, you should be Bishamta, putting you into Nidri. Omalei, so the person said back to Resh Lakish, Adarabba, just the opposite. Levi Yehugavim B'Shamtu, I'm putting you Resh Lakish into Shamtu. What kind of business you're putting me into Shamtu? I'll put you into Shamtu. In a moment of Chayavti, if I true, I'm stealing, I'm eating somebody's figs, I have to pay him back money. Abenidu mean the Chayavti L'cho. And do I have a chit to put into Nidu? What kind of business is you putting me into Nidu? And Enoch Nami Oslo Bei Medrosi went to the base Medrash Omalei, and they told Resh Lakish, Shiloi Niduya Niduya. His Nidu is a good Nidu. You Resh Lakish talk has to be put Nidu. Shilachu Ein Nidu. But that you put that person into Nidu, he's talking right. You have no right to put him into Nidu. A guy stole, good will pay back, but you have no right to put him into Nidu. Well, my Tekantus, the brother said, what should we do for Resh Lakish now? Zil Lagabe, Delish Lachor.
He saw, they told him, go to that person, let him take off the Shamtoi. Like that person puts you into Shamtoi, he has to take it off. So Shlokas said, Leah Daniel, I don't know who the guy is, he went away. Armula, they said, if so, Zilagai ben Nasi, go to the Nasi. Telishulacho, he should take off your Nidui. The Tanya we learned, Nidu, somebody put you into Nidu. V'en Yudei, mi Nidu, you don't know who put you into the Nidui? Is Yelechetzo Nasi, go to the Nasi, to the head, the chief in Klai Yisrael, V'yatoloi Nidui. He has the right to be matter your Nidui. That's the Eitzi. Go to him, he'll be matter the Nidui. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're up to Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, near the third line of the big lines, fourth line. Omer Rav Huna, Beyusha Eskinu Enusha Demeh Takono, that Av Bezdin Shesorach. If the Av Bezdin did an Avera, did something wrong, that there's a reason really to put him into Nidui, to Shamtui, is Ein Manadin Oisei. He made a Takono not to put him into Nidui. Elo Oimullah, but rather we tell the Av Bezdin, this Choshev person, he Koveid V'Shebe V'Sechom. Like, take respect for yourself and stay home. In other words, don't go out, but we're not going to put you into Shamtui. Choza v'sorach, let's say still he doesn't take the hint, and he continues on doing the Avera, is Manadin Oisai. You should know, then we put him into Nidui. V'vnei Chil Hashem, that's already called the Chil Hashem. This much we can't let it go. That's called the Chil Hashem. That's halacha. If he does it a second time, though, if he does it a second time, then we put him into Nidui. Why? Because it's called the Chil Hashem. Because of the plea of the Resh Lakish. He argues on Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish. Talmud Chochem Shesorach. Talmud Chochem did an Avera. Shesorach did something bad. He made himself Sorach usually means like riding away. Is Ein Menad in Oysa B'Fahesia. Resh Lakish only said you don't put him in Nidu B'Fahesia openly. But privately we put him into Nidu. Shenema the Pesach says V'Kol Shalto Hayoim V'Chosho Gam No V'Yimcho Laila. That means Kalila, we have to keep it hidden like nighttime. In other words, you don't do it openly, but rather we only do it privately. But according to Resh Lakish, you do put him into Nidui, just the Nidui is privately, not Barabim. Mazutra Chasido ki Mechayiv Tzumer Rabbonin Shamtui. When Mazutra ever had to put a Tzumer Rabbonin Talmud Chacham into Shamtui, is Bereshe Meshamet Nafshei. First Mazutra put himself into Shamtui. For Odo Meshamet Ladidei. And then he put this Tzumer Rabbonin, this young Talmud Chacham, into Nidui. And the reason was because he wanted to make sure he was going to take off that person's Nidui. And like it says, Kievi Ayil B'Yushpiza, when he used to come home into his inn, is Sharulel Nafshei. First he would take off his own Shamtui, and then he would take off that person's Shamtui. So the purpose was in order to remind himself to make sure he took off the other one's Shamtui. Omarav Gidl Omarav, Talmud Chochom Minada Liyatzmoy Yumeif Liyatzmoy. A Talmud Chochom has a right to put somebody into Nidu by himself, he doesn't need three people. And what did, if he puts it in by himself, he could also take it off by himself. Omarav Papa, Taisalid Loishamisi Tumar Rabbonim Yelam. Like, tastefully, I deserve credit, like it's something good that I did, that I never put a Talmud Chochem into Nidui, into Shamtui. Ela ki ko mechayiv tzumer rabbonin Shamtui, heichi yovid, but more as a kasha, but if somebody deserved to be put into Shamtui, somebody did something not nice, something wrong, what did you do? So more says, ki hodiv marova, that mimni anegido, the tzumer rabbonin, they used to sometimes give him like malchus, they gathered together to give him a psak of anegido to hit him. That's what they did to him. But they didn't put him into Shamtui. That's worse off. That they didn't do. Tomorrow says, my Shamtui, what does Shamtui mean? Omar Rav Shem Misa. It's a curse that has to do with Misa. Sometimes you could die because of Shamtui. That's what Shamtui means. Like Shem Misa. He should like right away. That's called Lashna Shamtui. Lashna Shmama Yiyu. He should right away. Omahanya Bey. It helps, it takes effect, it makes you right away, just like grease to the oven. It takes good effect. The same way a Shamtui goes into your whole body, into the 248 Evorim limbs of your body, when it goes out of you, it goes out of your body totally. In other words, it doesn't make you right away. It doesn't kill you. Only when it's there, it's a curse. When it goes away completely. Hey, Boren. Kishri Nechneses, how do we know when it comes in? It goes all over the sieve. For Oysu'ir Cherim. And Cherim is the Gematria, Masayim Viaboy Yishmoina. That's the Gematria. Ukishri Yitzah, when it goes out. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Beroigez Rachim Tiskor. Rachim be Gematri Hochi, heavy. That's also the Gematri here of 248. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, Shodi Shamtoi Agnufto de Kalba. If you want to put a Shamtoi, put it upon the tail of a dog. V'yiyu Didei Avdi. And it'll take good effect upon the dog, it'll take effect. Trash you Malkilei, the Shamtoi would hit the dog. What was the Maisam? To you, Kalba was once a dog. To Avi Ocho Misanid Rabbonin. The dog used to come and eat off the shoes of the Rabbonin. Because the Beis Medrash, when the Rabbonin came back, they saw the shoes were missing. They didn't know what happened. And the Rabbonin didn't know what was going on, what happened to their shoes. And they put a shamter, and whoever was taking away their shoes. Is it lebe nura beginavuftar, its tail caught on fire, the yakalse, and burnt up the dog. So like we said, they put a shamter upon the tail of a dog, it takes good effect, or burn up the dog. Tomorrow, Ahu Alma, there was a very strong person, there was a big bully that was bullying the Tzurman Rabbon, young Tamachochim. Is also came with Rabbi Yosef. So Tamachochim came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Like, what should I do? This guy's a big bully, he's bothering me. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef told him, Zil Shamte. Put this person, this big bully, into Shamte, put a curse upon him. Omalei said, Mistafini Minei, I'm afraid of him. If I'll do it, maybe he'll come and beat me up. Omalei Shakile Psicho Alei. If so, like, just take Rasha's Ksaibel of Shamtui. Don't tell it to him, but write it down on a piece of paper. Write down the Shamtui. So Marian says, Kol Shechendi Mistafini Minei. For sure, then I'll be afraid of the guy. Like, if it's written on Ksav, that's worse. He has proof I put him into Shamtui. He'll punish me much more. Omalei, he said like this, Shakle Achte Bekada. Take it, write it down in a piece of paper, and put the piece of paper, Bekada, in a barrel, Bekada, in a card, a pitcher, the Achte